supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, how did researchers study the impact of positive emotions on memory loss in older people?
Well, I liked the model they used. They studied 900 middle-aged and older adults, and they conducted it at three time periods, starting in the late 1990s and concluded in 2014. So what they did was they sampled, they asked participants each time about their affect, their positive emotions that they experienced in the last 30 days. And then they tested memory performance. And what they found was, in the final analysis, everybody's memory declined, as they do as we age. But in that sample, those with the positive affect, their memories declined at a slower pace than those with a negative affect.
So that suggests that there is a relationship between the two, but of course, this is not proof that one caused the other. What do you think could explain this link?
We know there's a lot of research now. We know what positive affect does as we age. It keeps our bodies healthier. It helps our immune system. It's not just a happy outlook on life. It changes our brain chemistry, even our neural pathways. So, I mean, that affects everything.
Now, when you think of positive outlook, how do you define that? What does it mean?
It's someone who lives with gratitude. A positive outlook is an emotion they carry, by and large, an emotion of positivity. We tend to see the best in people rather than the worst. We tend to be open to strangers as opposed to wary of them. We are generous of spirit. I mean, that's a positive outlook.
Let's say you are not a person who has that kind of outlook. Is that something you can change about yourself, even if you're older?
Yes, you can. And first of all, you've got to do the things you need to do for physical and mental health. Especially older adults need to get a good night's sleep. Napping during the day is okay, even important. You have to watch your diet. You have to eat healthy. You have to exercise at least 4 to 5 times a week. 20 minutes of exercise to get your heart rate up. So you have to do things like that to begin. I'm also, you know, Mike, a big fan of meditation and yoga. So if you want to change from a negative affect to a positive one, it requires devotion and commitment. And, you know, I just threw out a lot of things, Mike. And if you have a negative affect, that means your affect might lean towards depression, depending on the degree of negativity. So if that's the case, you're not going to be able to do all these things at once. Do one at a time. And then begin a gratitude journal. If you live with gratitude, that alone's going to change your affect. You're going to have a happier outlook on life. You're going to be more grateful for everything, including life itself.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike.